Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, but you know that. And we are broadcasting from IoT Solutions World Congress in Barcelona, Spain. Put that on your bucket list. Great people, great town, great food. It's a must-travel-to location. And we're also brought to you by those wonderful people at Industrial Internet Consortium. That's iiconsortium.org. They're a .org. That means they are providing information about the IoT, AI, you name it, anything in the Industrial 4.0 world. Go out to iiconsortium.org. You will not be disappointed, and you need to be doing your homework. Get your pen and paper out. Go to iiconsortium.org and find out more. We've got a great interview with a gentleman by the name of Tilak. I don't want to change it. Kasturi.
Did
I
get that?
Yes. I got Tilak it, man. Kasturi.
You got it.
I was just like, and we go to the same barber. If you're out on video, we are sporting some beautiful hair, or lack thereof. He's with Preddy.
Shiny.
That's shiny. We glow. He's founder, CEO of Preddy, P-R-E-D-I-I. Hey, Tilak, how you doing?
Very good.
Hey, you're having a good conference? It's pretty cool.
It's a fantastic conference.
Is this first, second, third, fourth?
This is my third.
You can't go over 5 years, let's put it that way.
Because I know.
I call you a liar. So it's your third year.
Yes.
So you've seen a lot of changes happening.
Yes, and at least in the last, every year is different. And
it's true. It's sort of an interesting world we live in this whole IoT, AI, you know, space,
yes,
security, everything. It's so collaborative, it's so collegial, because people are here to help, because you can't do it on your own. You need help.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that conversation with people, and that's what's so great about it. And I'm telling you right now, the people here at this particular conference, or you know, Congress, they don't lack for passion. Everybody has passion. Don't let me down. So, for the listeners out there, why don't you give us a little background on who you are and where did you come from and how did you get involved with Preddy?
I'm based out of Silicon Valley, Palo Alto, California,
if you've never been there, it's a beautiful place.
Really nice.
It is. You can't even. It is.
And my background is I'm a technologist, and this is my second startup that I founded or co-founded. And previous one is in healthcare, and this is my second time around going to the dark side with the startups.
You have to have a strong constitution with the old startup approach. But if you're into that startup, it's a lot of fun too.
It's
exciting.
Right. It's exciting. So yeah, Preddy is a AI platform company, and I would say we're a specialized AI platform. We are focusing on what we call the repair and maintenance side, and then bringing in smart servicing to the industrial companies or industrial use cases.
Yep.
And we started in automotive, and more recently, you know, we've been expanding beyond automotive. And today at the conference, I presented one such use case, which is how does artificial intelligence help in field services, and very specifically field services of food equipment.
That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And because there's plenty of, let's say, restaurants and bakeries and everything that's associated with food, mm-hmm, services,
yes,
it's huge. And nobody, I don't know of anybody that's really applying an AI solution to assets that are within that particular market. So Let's expand a little bit on that, because I've spoken about cars. How long has Pretty been around?
We've been 6 years.
6 years. It's sort of beyond a startup. Come on, man.
Yes.
I mean, startup to me is a little younger than that. So you've got some street cred there. Come on, Talak. Excuse me.
We do.
Yeah, and so how come when you started down this AI platform and this smart servicing, which is a cool name, smart servicing, which makes sense, how did you start getting into the – I mean, if you were in healthcare, come on. I'm having a hard time drawing a conclusion between, all right, healthcare, and then boom, into the food equipment servicing.
Mm.
How did that happen?
So we're at the hardware data guys, right? So what drives us is how does data becomes actionable to companies and to the end user. And AI is perfect in making sense out of seemingly nonsense, right? So that is where AI comes into play, and we kind of, because of our experience, you know, stayed very close to outcomes and how does it help a real world human being, and so. We, you know, so much of technology is focused on building new products and new gadgets. And then, you know, why not help a human with the whole core of AI is right. about, you know, mimicking a human being. And here we are forgetting the end technician on the in the field or call center dispatchers. You know, that's where you need the uplift, right? And we went very deep into that space of... And we're very passionate about how do you make a difference in the life of a technician or a call center dispatcher. You know.
So here's a use case, and correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, let's say I have a piece of equipment in my restaurant, and it's a pretty significant piece of equipment. And you apply a device. You have a device on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that device is monitoring. The challenge I see for you is I might... at this restaurant have a refrigerator that is one type and then a refrigerator that's a different type at another location and then another location and then applying an AI type of framework around that. What's bad over here might be okay over here from a data point of view and being able to create those analytics behind it. How are you wrestling with that?
So let's talk about data here.
Let's talk data.
So because when you talk servicing, a servicing doesn't, you know, just say, I want to service the new equipment, as you said, a new refrigerator or a new dishwasher. We're talking commercial-grade equipment.
Oh, we're talking big stuff. Significant stuff.
These are mission-critical.
Mission.
There's no backup for it.
you can't just run down to the local store and grab a big refrigerator or a mixer
and,
or whatever.
They don't buy multiples of these. Once it's done, your business is done.
Yeah, that's it.
So the data that we're dealing with is in the servicing side. You have, I call it old equipment. You have new equipment. You have connected equipment or IoT-powered equipment.
Yep.
And you have also humans that are experienced or less experienced. And now you throw all of this into cloud, right? So it's very unique that when we're dealing with servicing, you need to be able to make sense out of all of this ecosystem of data that's coming into your data lakes, let's say. And
I know data lakes. I understand
absolutely.
Data.
So now,
outside of the word picture, it's fantastic.
This looks great.
That's right. Data lake, baby.
So the data we're talking here is this repair orders, or we call it service orders, or inventory data.
Yep.
Not just the data coming from a connected device, but that's the specialty we went in as Pretty. We said, let's not just focus on IoT only data, but also any data that's produced by a human also, like historical repairs that have been done by that company using their technicians. There's a lot of knowledge that's kind of the secret sauce, right, for that particular company.
Yeah.
And how about bringing that, and it's almost like you going to school and learning and then building experience by working. We're trying to bring all of that into a box, right?
So, right.
And then making it available to a, so we call it intelligence as a product, let's say.
Yep.
Now you're a call center dispatcher. You're getting a customer call, and something is leaking from the bottom, let's say. That's a frustrated customer calling you. How about bringing that intelligence that we produced from historical data to guide the call center dispatcher and say, yes, this is probably, you know, related
right.
to vacuum breaker. That's not the knowledge that a call center technician will never,
they
will never know. And
no.
they're not trained for all these products. And that's what we were bringing. So it's like augmenting intelligence where it is needed.
Right. So you're trying to get that intelligent, that data, and saying, okay, I'm a call center. I'm going to back up a little bit. Is there a vision to be able to sort of proactively contact a maintenance individual? Right. So let's say I am sensing that this asset is having some issues with
mm-hmm.
it. And it's whatever the data is, I'm seeing it. And I think there's a predictive component. It's like, hey, the water pump is going bad or whatever. It seems like it is. I can tell because of the parameters. I'm going to automatically just go, okay, you got to call a maintenance person out there, bring that particular water pump because that water pump is specific to that asset, and go.
Yes, yes. No, so we're getting into, so these are building blocks, I call it.
Yeah.
Right? So step one, let's discover the data that you have. Let's produce intelligence. Now, step two is if you look at it, the workflow that happens, you know, there's a call center workflow. They're dispatching a technician to a field to do a field service
yep.
call.
Yep.
And the equipment itself, you know, also has information about, you know, what's wrong and when it is actually serviced last time. And use all of that information to proactively, to your point, trigger a service request.
Because I don't want a catastrophic failure.
Yes.
I don't. I want to be able to sort of make sure that I get ahead of that curve, whatever that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then be able to apply the appropriate maintenance or
yes.
repair before that asset goes down catastrophically and knocks out my business.
Yes.
And that's a bigger deal.
Yes, yeah.
So that's pretty good. Now, with that said, there's a business optimization too component
mm-hmm.
of that. I mean, something might be running inefficiently, but ideally, does your AI solution also optimize that? So I'm a restaurant, and I've got some heavy duty equipment that's out there, and I'm preparing food or whatever it might be. But I've got some big doggone pieces of equipment that draw a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
Does your AI solution provide the ability to be able to optimize that whole portfolio of my assets? Saying, okay, I'm driving down costs, it's running a little hot, I don't know why, things like that.
We at this point, we don't do that.
Okay.
We don't get into the optimization of the asset today. We're more focused on uptime of the asset.
Fantastic.
Or you could also call the other inverse of that is the downtime, prevent
right,
the downtime,
right, right.
and unplanned downtime.
Right.
And by the way, this has been historically been done. It's nothing new. The use case is, you know, we've been doing this for decades, you know, so it's not something new. But the application of AI is new.
That's worse.
And so that's where it makes a huge difference from how do you do this much more seamlessly and don't change your workflows, you know, workflow to dispatch a technician. That has been there for generations, right?
Yeah.
So now how do you make it smarter?
See, if it was me, right, if it was me and I'm running this operation, I would like to sort of ensure that I like the application of AI. I like the ability to be able to sort of, hey, we're having some issues out here. Let's figure this out, and to be able to make that call or that interaction more specific to whatever the challenge might be.
Yes.
But because I'm a sort of a nerd when it comes to this stuff, is your ability to sort of pull it all together too, and then just say, I have this graphical representation of my assets or anything. Is that on the sort of, is that happening anywhere, or is that still sort of in a, hey, look at the water down there. Doggone it. Let me call. What's going on?
No, it is happening. Let's say visualization of like a digital twin of that equipment.
There you go.
And that is totally the direction where the industry is heading. And so how do you bring that into the field, right? How do you make it useful for the owner, operator of the equipment? And that's where the gaps are right now, and the industry is going to fill in. So these are all the roadmaps that where the industry is heading, and you.
So really, what where do you see it going? Put your future hat on. Where do you see it going? How's that? I mean, you're working in the world of AI, ML, machine learning, whatever it might be, and you're in the data world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, because you started out the interview with, hey, we're collecting data. And that's where it really starts. And it's sort of somewhat, from my perspective, agnostic to the industry. If you can get to the data, and if you can make some sense out of that data, you can create that AI type of smooth solution.
Yes.
But it starts with the ability to get that. And not just through an IoT solution, but also through the human interaction,
yes.
That's all a part of it.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And these are, again, this is collecting data anywhere in the enterprise that, you're touching, you're ordering parts. But I'm wearing the hat of a manufacturer of this equipment.
Right.
So there's call center information.
Yeah.
There is parts ordering that's happening.
Yeah.
And there's technicians going to the field, observing things and documenting things. For me, all of that is data.
It's huge.
And
how do you collect it effectively, mm-hmm. cleanly? You don't want junk data. And that's the challenge, because it's always easier to say, if I can slap a device on this particular asset and pull the data, that's easy.
Yes.
I can do that.
Yes.
It's that human component that is so important to that operation. How do you collect? What are you collecting?
Mm-hmm.
Is it clean data? Is it? It makes sense.
Yes.
And then be able to draw from that,
yes.
some sort of tactical action, whatever
it might be.
Right. That's tough, man.
Yes. So.
And that's just foods. I mean, that's when you start thinking about, just every application that can be applied. I mean, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be. Are you doing this today from an AI perspective? Are there sort of use cases that exist today out there in the field from the food equipment? Like you're deploying that AI?
Yeah, our platform is commercially deployed in the field. Customers like Hobart,
their
manufacturer of equipment. So, yeah, I think it's commercially available.
It's a brave new world out there. You entrepreneur.
Thank you.
Are you out there on LinkedIn? So if somebody pulls you up, you would connect with them?
Yes, I'm on LinkedIn. It's my under my name, Tilak Kasturi.
That's right. That's TilakKasturi. He's with Predi. That's PREDII. Founder, CEO. We didn't even talk about the automotive side of his business either. That's big, too.
That's huge.
All right, you listeners out there, you got to reach out to Tilak. He knows his stuff. He's got mad street cred when it comes to AI and understanding solutions out there. Once again, we're brought to you by those wonderful people at Industrial Internet Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. Get involved. Get that information. It's all free. There's no reason why you can't, and you need to know more about AI. You need to know more about IoT and the impact that Industry 4.0 will have in your life. If you're not, your competition will. So thank you very much for joining. Tilak, you get some great stuff. I like it.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners out there, for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back with another great interview from a wonderful professional. You're right over here, Tilak.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.